Previously on Suits.
This is a copy of the letter you wrote to the district attorney when you threatened to expose me.
If you ever do send that letter, you're in the same boat as me.
You want to move in here?
I've only ever been here twice. And both times were with you.
You beat me on the dissolution negotiation, you get your name on the door.
You think you're going to win this time? You've got another thing coming.
You ready to use your relationship with Rachel to get her father to turn? Doesn't matter because I'm not going to do that.
Folsom Foods.
This is about Harvey Specter and Jessica Pearson and their divorce negotiations. And you don't go to the one you didn't marry to stick it to the one you did.
It's a check from Folsom Foods.
The remainder of what they owe us.
If you crush me, I'll have nothing.
He was bullying me.
So you used me to bully him back.
If you don't want to live with me, why don't you just tell me?
I just need some time. Essington Oil just fired us.
Scotty betrayed me.
I gave you my word, and I honored it.
Something dropped from the sky, tilted everything in your favor right after I cut you a break.
I am not going to dissolve this merger.
You already signed the agreement.
Then sue me.
Scotty didn't get us fired. Ava Hessington did. She's suing all of us.
I got into Stanford. You have something to say to me?
I'm sorry, Scotty. I didn't believe you, but you were telling the truth.
Why does it always have to be so?
I said I was sorry.
You didn't mean it.
I meant it. But just because I was wrong about you betraying me doesn't mean I was wrong to think that you might have done it.
See, this is what I mean, Harvey. If you thought anything of me, you'd know I'd never do that.
I do think something of you, which is why I'm going to tell you this. Get out. Honor the dissolution agreement and move on.
You've got to be kidding me. You want me to put all the liability on Edward?
The liability belongs on Edward.
So when you say that you think something of me, what you actually mean is you want me to help you to bail on Darby International.
Scotty, when this lawsuit's over, there's not going to be a Darby International.
You don't know that.
What I know is you have a chance to get another job before everything hits the fan. You won't in another week.
I won't need another job when I right the ship.
You're not going to right the ship. If you were on that jury, the only question you'd ask is how many zeros to put on the check.
You want me to turn my back on the man that I've been in the foxhole with for the last 10 years. Would you do the same?
If that man turned out to have sanctioned murder without my knowledge and let me take the hit, I would.
Well, like it or not, you're in the foxhole with me. So order a glass of your Macallan 20 Pretentious and let's figure out how we're going to fight this thing together. You haven't said a word all night. Are we going to talk about this or not?
What is there to talk about? This is why you didn't want to decide whether to live with me or not, right?
Well, it isn't actually, but you knew that I was applying to Stanford and you said that you'd support whatever decision I made.
I did. But then you got into Columbia, so I thought that wouldn't matter anymore.
Because Stanford's in California and Columbia's here.
And because Columbia's an amazing school, and we said we love each other.
Yeah, but it's not that simple.
It sounds that simple to me.
What I mean is, I'm not built the same as you. I need to decide what school is better for me before factoring in you or us or anything else.
And how exactly do you plan on doing that?
The same way that I make all the important decisions in my life, by weighing the pros and cons of both schools.
And where does not being with me rank on that list?
You're missing the point. I am trying to figure out which school is best for me in a vacuum.
You're missing the point. You're trying to figure out what school is best for you as though I didn't exist, but I do.
Mike.
Rachel, I'm not saying that you have to go to Columbia. We're adults. We're together. At some point, you're going to have to factor that in, too.
Did she go for it?
No, she didn't.
If Scotty won't separate from us amicably, we'll make her do it forcibly.
Jessica, I don't want to start another war with her.
Then what's your idea?
My idea is we act like lawyers when we fight the lawsuit.
On its merits. Edward Darby sanctioned murder. We don't stand a chance.
Jessica.
Harvey, you know I'm right. And it's what you told Scotty. It's the truth. And just because she can't see it doesn't mean we have to live with it.
No, we don't.
I need you to get in a room with Ava and offer our testimony against Edward in exchange for taking our names off the lawsuit.
What about when Scotty finds out?
Thanks. 11:08. You know, I could have you sanctioned for being late to a settlement conference.
Tanner, what the hell are you doing here? And how the hell did you insinuate yourself with Ava Hessington?
Jealous?
No, I just thought Hessington was in the oil business, not the snake oil business.
They diversified.
Where's Ava?
Ava's not here because she's not interested in your offer to testify against Edward Darby.
I'm not the one who did this to her.
Aren't you? Didn't you pull your typical bullshit to get the original attorney thrown off this case?
To win the damn case.
Well, instead of winning it, it led to Ava being charged with murder.
A charge I got her off of by finding the people who were actually responsible.
Sorry, Harv, but that's not enough. And Ava has no intention of letting you off the hook.
Ava? Or you? We both know you tracked her down because of your lifelong never-gonna-happen dream to beat me.
I never heard of Ava Hessington until she walked through my door.
Bullshit. You have a subscription to Harvey Specter Monthly, and I know it.
Okay, you got me. I knew exactly who she was the second she walked through my door. My chance to take your lunch money.
Well, let me make you an advance payment. Why don't you use this to call your mom and tell her to get the tissues ready, because you're 0-2 against me, and the O isn't the number that's going to change. See the world I want to stay, feel me you, getting all the peace of mind, feel wild. Everybody wanna know how it feels, everybody wanna see what it's like.
Should have known Tanner was behind this whole thing.
Well, according to Tanner, Ava went to him, not the other way around.
You believe that shit?
Not for a second.
Who am I putting in the crosshairs, Tanner or Ava?
At the moment, no one. Tanner's going to depose me, then we'll see what we see.
Come on, Harvey, you got to give me one of them.
You got to be kidding me. You got girlfriend troubles, don't you?
Okay, I'm just asking for an assignment, that's all.
Don't tell me. Quarterback asked her to the prom?
Okay, first of all, I specifically haven't bothered you with any of this.
Until now.
I was just asking for an assignment. Captain Pinstripe's the one who brought up the girlfriend. And second of all, people actually had girlfriends after high school, which you wouldn't know because emotionally you never graduated.
Well, I guess you're the expert, because the only thing you graduated from is high school.
Well, you gotta go there, man.
This predicts a candidate's success rate, and then this cross-references it with your firm's employment needs.
Wait a second. You're running two programs at the same time?
Yeah, I don't bend over backwards for just anyone.
Hold on to that thought. In the meantime, I need you to put this guy on the list.
Uh-huh. Already did.
Would you look at this place? I mean, it's like a war room in here.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of wartime, I'm in the mood to do battle in the bedroom.
Not now. Muddles my mind. I need to focus.
I get it. You want to keep looking at candidate.
Yeah.
Check out this bad boy right here.
Where'd you get this?
Harvard Archives. Think this guy's partner material?
I'm ready to go to the other room.
Thought that'd be the trick.
We should bring this in, tape it to the wall.
There's already 50 taped to the ceiling.
You won't be looking at the ceiling.
You want this guy to join us?
We're running out of time.
Tanner's opposing Harvey. We need to talk about it.
Who's going to handle it?
I am.
I don't want to step on your toes, but don't we want to consider outside counsel?
We've gone down that road before. Turns out Harvey doesn't play well with others.
Well, I know it. But I still think it's a good idea to have outside counsel in that room.
I don't think it's a good idea to have anyone else in that room.
So you brought me in here to tell me that you don't want me to be a part of it?
I brought you in here to tell you to keep your cool.
I appreciate the condescending words of wisdom, but I've sat in on about 1,000 depositions and I've never broken a sweat.
You've never sat in one with Travis Tanner. You're going to need a thick skin, because he's going to try to get under it.
I'm not the one being deposed.
Doesn't matter. Last time he deposed Harvey, it ended with Harvey punching him in the face.
That's Harvey, not me.
And if Harvey hadn't done it, I might have.
What are you talking about?
Tanner knew all about Harvey's mother. Came with a whole story about how I'm Harvey's mother and what Harvey wants to do to his mother. And that story was bullshit.
I get it. He's not going to need a bullshit story with me. Stanford class schedule and a list of every flight from here to Northern California. I would get a lot of time off, and it's really not that far.
So I guess this means you've made your decision.
Mike, I need you to listen to me. I love you. That's over here. I need to decide where I want to go to school. That's over here. But I want to be with you no matter what, and that's in here.
I'm on board with that, Rachel. There's just one problem.
If you say that long-distance relationships don't work...
I know, you don't want to hear it.
Because we're not most people.
I don't know anyone that has ever made a long-distance relationship work. Do you?
Mike, I need to be able to breathe to make this decision.
I'm not the one that's making it that you can't. The facts are, but the facts aren't going to change. You choose to go to Stanford, most likely means we're done.
I don't think you could be any better than that.
It's like you read my mind.
I have a reward for you.
Oh, please, if it's a picture of me as an astronaut, I can't right now.
Brian Galloway, top of his class, law review, and one cutthroat mother.
Oh my God, he's perfect. You were hiding it from me?
I've been saving him for you. Now, Lewis, let's you and I take the rest of the day off.
The rest of the day?
Yeah, we can play hooky. It'll be fun. There's a mastodon exhibit on loan from Bangkok.
You know that I can't be unfaithful to my firm like that. I mean, it's bad enough we took a 77-minute break to do what we just did.
I understand. You're dedicated to your work. It's one of the things that I admire about you.
Thank you. In fact, unless you have any other candidates for me, I really have to go.
Oh, he's not here. Is there something that I can help you with?
Come to think of it, I'm not one for office gossip, but I have to know. Are Briscoe and Lynn are dating?
Oh, my God. Big time. And it is drama with a capital D.
I knew it. What about Van Giesen and Schwartz?
Oh, they were, but it's dunzo. Van Giesen thinks Schwartz got too cozy with Boone.
Tax law Boone?
Bankruptcy Boone.
I thought she was gay.
No, she's not.
I knew you'd know.
I always do.
How long have Mike Ross and Rachel Zane been dating?
A few months.
So it's not casual?
No, it's not.
Which means he told Robert Zane's daughter his secret.
Jessica, I know what you're thinking.
You have no idea what I'm thinking. But for now, I'm thinking that you're not going to say anything about this to either one of them. And that's not a request.
I won't say a word.
Jesus, you look like shit.
I was up all night. I couldn't sleep.
I told you I didn't need anything on Tanner yet.
I'm not here to talk about Tanner or the lawsuit or the merger. I want to know how you do it.
How I do what?
Not let people in. I need to know.
You don't know what I do and don't do.
What I know is that you seem to have relationships again and again, and they don't eat you up or spit you out or seem to affect you at all.
I have a picture of Dorian Gray hanging in my closet.
It's not funny.
I wasn't joking. I was trying to get you to leave so I could have my morning without you judging me.
Harvey, I'm not judging you, all right? I just need to know what your mindset is.
My mindset is I don't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I keep my personal here and my business over there.
I'm happy that's working for you, but it doesn't seem to be working for me.
I wasn't giving you advice. I was answering your question. You want advice, call Dr. Phil.
Harvey, I'm not trying to attack you here, okay? I'm struggling with something. I'm trying to get your take on it.
And I'm not trying to be defensive. I'm just telling you, I don't know everything about everything. Look, Mike, you want to know how to be a lawyer? I'm your man. You want to know how to deal with love? That's not my area. There's coffee made and bagels in the fridge. Why don't you take the morning off? I got the deposition. Here you go.
What the hell happened? Brian Galloway's weighing offers from 7 different firms?
8, if you count yours.
Why'd you do that to me? Is this about the Mastodon exhibit?
No. You're committed to your work, and I'm committed to mine. And unless I'm mistaken, we never made a professional commitment to each other.
Sheila, I don't need a commitment to know that what we have is special and unique.
It's not special. And it's definitely not unique.
Okay, well then I'm going to ask you a question. I'm only going to ask it once. Do you war room with other firms?
You're a lawyer, Lewis. Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to.
I don't know who you are.
I'm sorry you feel that way. But if you can't handle me seeing other firms, then maybe you're not the man that I thought you were. And maybe you don't deserve Brian Galloway.
Deserve him? You don't get to make that determination.
Yes, I do. I'm Sheila Amanda Saz. And if I say you don't deserve him, you don't get to have him.
I don't care who you are. If I want him, I can have him. And I'm going to take him six ways from Sunday, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Yes, there is. Because when I'm done talking to him, there's no way on earth he'll end up at Pearson Darby Specter or whatever bullshit name you guys are calling yourselves this week. Let's get out of my way. I have a plane to catch.
You early?
So are you.
I should have known something like this was coming when you left without saying a word.
What did you expect? A fruit basket for getting me out of a crime your firm committed?
Ava, I know Travis Tanner fed you a line to get your business, but...
Mr. Tanner didn't feed me anything. This is the result of your actions.
Wait a second, you really did go to him?
I looked into you when I was deciding to hire you. You think I wouldn't do the same thing again when I decided to come after you?
When you looked into me, you found out that whatever I do it to win, and that's all I ever did for you.
What you did was intimidate people, and what it did was backfire onto me. Well, now I've found someone you can't intimidate, and it's backfiring onto you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I don't need to be here for this.
So you came here just to vent at me?
I came here to see if you were at all sorry about the way you handled my case. I see that you aren't. Though I imagine you will be once Mr. Tanner gets through with you.
Feels like old times. A lot of good memories in this room.
Bring back the taste of blood in your mouth?
Oh, I'm a shark, Harvey. I love the taste of blood. Speaking of which, when you accepted this case, did you make a side deal with Edward Darby where he agreed to make you managing partner over Jessica Pearson if you won?
Yes, I did. But that isn't a side deal. That's an incentive.
What it is a conflict of interest.
That is not true. If anything, it made Harvey work harder for Ava.
Whatever gets you through the night. The truth is, Edward Darby doesn't make that deal unless you have leverage. You knew Darby couldn't lose because Stephen Huntley's murders would be discovered, isn't that correct?
No, it isn't.
So, prior to her trial starting, you didn't know that Stephen Huntley orchestrated those murders?
No, I didn't.
What if I told you I have evidence that you did?
I'd say you're full of shit.
And whether he knew or not is irrelevant since Edward Darby stipulated that he knew, making Mr. Spector liable anyway.
Oh, it's relevant. Because 2 days ago, Mr. Spector tried to cut a deal to split off from Edward Darby behind your back. Oh, I see. Harvey didn't tell you.
If Harvey had told me, it wouldn't be going behind my back. And I'm not going to blame him for doing what's in his nature any more than I'd blame you for being an asshole.
Ooh. Feisty and hot. Now I get why he can't stay away from you.
Tanner, the last time Harvey knocked you out, you don't start acting like a human being this time. You're going to have to deal with me.
Hey, I'm not the one who screwed my old girlfriend while she was engaged. Kind of a dick move, Harv.
That's enough.
Well, wait a second. How come she jumped in and you didn't? She didn't tell you she was engaged. You can't trust the hot ones.
Come after me, Tanner. That's what you're here for.
Oh, I get it. You actually care about her. I think I've gotten everything I need right now. But since it was so much fun, I'm going to go ahead and reserve the right to do this again.
Hey, do you have a minute?
Of course.
Just wondering if maybe you had a copy of Harvey's deposition.
Can't you just get one from Harvey?
I could, but then I wouldn't be able to show you how I'm letting you have all your space.
This is space.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all the way over here. You know, being all space-giving and adorable.
As opposed to what you really want to be doing, which is looking at my pros and cons list for Columbia and Stanford.
No, it actually isn't. That list is for you. It's part of your process, and I'm going to respect it.
What changed your mind?
I went to see Harvey this morning.
Harvey gave you advice?
No. And yes. I just realized that if I go his way, I am going to lose you. But if I keep going mine, I'm going to push you away. So make your decision. And I'll give you your space.
Thank you.
You go to Stanford, we'll beat the odds.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry I had to sit through that personal attack.
Oh, you think that's what I'm pissed about? You tried to cut a deal that would screw Edward and me in the process.
I tried to include you. You said no.
Oh, you think that makes it any better?
Scotty, all this is Tanner trying to get us to fight among ourselves.
Well, he's doing a damn good job of it.
You think he didn't say some things in there that got to me, too? Well, I'm not bringing them up, because right now we need to stick together.
Sticking together means telling the truth, so tell me, whose idea was it to cut that deal? Yours or Jessica's?
It was hers. And I didn't want to go behind your back, just like you didn't want to go behind Darby's. But I did, because in the end, I knew I didn't have a choice. Neither do you. You just haven't seen that yet.
Mike, I need your help.
Okay, what is it, Lewis?
I need you to convince Brian Galloway to come here.
Who?
The top associate candidate of this year's class. Stick with me.
Oh, yeah, Brian Galloway, Harvard, editor of the Law Review.
Welcome to the conversation. Please tell me you knew him.
No, I didn't.
Damn it.
Lewis, he wasn't my year. You've already got Katrina. What's so important about getting this guy to come here?
No, Mike, no. It's not about him. It's about Sheila's ass.
Oh, yeah? What about it? I mean, her.
Mike, come on. Don't be coy with me. Everyone in New York knows about our tour affair.
Yeah, of course. Torrid.
She had it all set up for him to come here, and then, out of the clear blue sky, she's no longer going to be exclusive with us.
There's nothing you did.
No, she asked me to take the day off. I said no. Next thing I knew, she was saying that our relationship wasn't special, and then that she was free to see other firms.
Okay, Lewis, I'm sorry, but is it possible that this has nothing to do with work, and what she's actually saying is that she wants to be exclusive with you?
You're so silly, you know nothing about women. If she wanted to be exclusive with me, she would just come right out and say it. Holy shit, it was staring at me right in the face.
Not necessarily.
I've just been using her for her candidates. I've just been wham-bam candidate, man.
Okay.
I mean, any woman who's been repeatedly lit up would demand exclusive dominion over my body.
Duh.
Don't get out of my way. I have a letter to compose.
I'm not in your way.
Hello, Scotty.
Tanner. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just came to bring you a coffee in the morning.
After meeting you, I say there's an 80% chance there's a roofie in there.
No roofie. Just a skinny vanilla latte with extra whip and a shot of caramel.
You looked up my favorite drink?
It's all part of the package.
You're here to split me off from Harvey?
Well, he did the same to you, and you wouldn't even know about it if it weren't for me.
You're regular Mother Teresa.
Look, I just came to tell you that we can take it easy on you. We'll just maybe say that Harvey knew about Stephen Huntley 2 months ago.
That would be a lie.
Maybe it would just be conjecture presented as fact.
Look, I'm going to say it because you already know it. I betrayed Harvey once. It's never going to happen again.
Okay, well, then I'll just have to hear your side of the story at your deposition.
Miss Scott, to your knowledge, did Harvey Specter want this merger?
No, he didn't.
And did you try to force it on him because you'd lost to him numerous times and you wanted to get him back?
You're the only one who's trying to get Harvey back for losing, Tanner.
And I'm about to be successful. Isn't it true that while you were engaged, you came to New York and slept with Harvey Specter in an attempt to get him to tell you he loved you, and he said no?
That is utter conjecture.
That's why we have these depositions, so I can ask questions about things I'm conjecturing.
You're not asking questions, you're throwing mud.
Am I? The facts are you had a relationship with him in law school. You worked a case against him, and shortly thereafter ended your relationship. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to connect the dots.
Tanner.
Did you really think that you could domesticate him? A house in Westchester, Harvey flipping burgers on the weekends? What kind of fantasy land were you living in?
Tanner, that's enough. She's not answering this line of questioning.
Then I'll answer it for her. You loved him, he spurned you, and you set this whole thing up to get him back.
That's insane.
Which part? That you loved him? That he spurned you? Nothing? Well, I guess they're both true. We're just not supposed to believe that you set this merger up out of anger because you knew what was coming down the pike.
I had no idea what was coming down the pike.
Oh, so you're telling me that Edward Darby knew, but his number two didn't know?
I was not the only one that Edward Darby relied on. He relied on Stephen Huntley for what happened in the EIR, and they both kept it from me.
Then why am I holding this affidavit with Stephen Huntley's name on it stating you knew everything?
Because he's a lying son of a bitch, you're a piece of shit, and this is the end of this deposition.
What you doing?
You know what I'm doing.
You want to keep your mind off Rachel, try reading Scotty's deposition.
I did. It must have been brutal for her.
It must have been brutal for Harvey.
From what I've seen, not much is.
Mike, he's not as hard as you think.
Why are you talking to me about this?
Because if I asked Harvey what I'm about to ask you...
He'd say no.
I want to talk to Stephen.
Donna, not a good idea.
Mike, please, I can't just let him hurt somebody else and do nothing about it.
So this is just about protecting Scotty?
I'm not just protecting Scotty, I'm protecting Harvey. Because he may not know how he feels, but I do.
I was told my attorney was here to see me.
I'm sorry. Should have said an attorney's here to see you.
You lied, so we lied.
So you got my affidavit?
Well written, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, so is Lord of the Rings, but you know what they both are? Fiction. What did Tanner offer you to sign that?
He didn't offer me anything.
Bullshit. Tanner's a liar and a snake, and he doesn't do anything without a reason.
Well, that's all you say, but I wouldn't know him from a hole in the ground. He came to me with an opportunity, and I took it.
How is making up a load of shit about Dana Scott an opportunity?
I didn't make up anything. What I wrote was that she was the conduit between Edward and I. She was my boss. That is factually correct.
That's a misleading statement designed to confuse a jury in your murder trial so that you can claim Edward's testimony is a lie.
It is a lie. You never had the conversation he said we had.
Mike, can you give us a minute? You told me I was wrong about you. How can you do this?
Donna, my life is on the line.
So you'll drag as many people down as you have to save yourself?
Her freedom isn't at stake.
No, but her reputation is.
She'll survive.
You're lying about her.
Yeah. I am.
Stephen, I'm going to ask you this one more time. If anything you ever said to me was true, please don't do this.
I'm sorry, Donna. I have to.
You get what we need?
No, she didn't.
Actually, I did.
What are you talking about?
You might not know this, but every conversation in this particular facility is recorded, with an exception made for attorney-client privilege.
And as you pointed out, we're not your attorneys.
Jessica.
Expecting someone else? Nice place. Can I come in?
Yeah, of course. Do you want some Cheerios?
What would Captain Crunch say?
Yeah, you're right. We wouldn't want to cross him.
I've never seen you wear this at the office. Something I should know?
Yeah, that's not...
I know. And I know whose it is, and that's exactly why I'm here. You told Robert Zane's daughter my business.
Look, it's not going to tell anyone.
I know. Because you're going to get her to sign this.
This puts her in jeopardy.
You put her in jeopardy.
And if I won't do it?
Then you won't be working for me anymore.
And?
You drafted a legal document.
That outlines my exclusivity proposal.
This is the least romantic thing ever. You couldn't have the courtesy to do it in person?
I sent a FedEx, Sheila. It got there overnight.
PM delivery.
Okay, AM delivery is a scam, Sheila. It gets there at the same time anyway.
Okay, you know what's a scam? This letter, which I am now ripping up.
No! Sheila, please! I labored over every word of that.
The time for words is over. The time for deeds is now.
Well, then give me a deed. I'll do it.
Give me a mountain. I'll climb it.
Give me a Katy Perry song. I'll sing it.
Your only deed is for you to get off the phone and figure out where I'll be tomorrow night so you can tell me what you need to tell me.
Okay. Can I just have some sort of... Hello?
Good to see you, Tanner.
Hello, Harvey. What do you got in your hand there?
It's an arrest warrant for your father. Turns out he did a little insider trading a few years ago, and I pulled some strings.
Bullshit.
You're right. I'm lying. Just like Stephen Huntley did on his affidavit, and we've got proof.
Well, look who decided to show up. I was waiting for you to get some points on the board. Now we can start having some fun.
Nice try, Tanner, but that affidavit was bullshit, and now you got nothing to back up your bullshit on Scotty.
Oh, you think I need backup? It wasn't about her, it was about you. I'm gonna drag her ass through the mud left, right, and center. And when I'm done with her, there's not a firm that'll touch her with a 10-foot pole.
What the hell happened to you? Why are you doing this, Tanner?
I'm doing it for my client.
You actually had me thinking if we ever met again...
That I'd fight fair? I do in the ring, but this isn't the ring. And you know very well that you can stop me anytime you want.
If I settle.
There are a lot of zeros on that offer. You just need to decide whether you care more about money or your girlfriend.
Donna told me that Stephen's affidavit is dead.
It is, but it doesn't matter because Tanner's going to keep coming after you unless we sign this.
You never signed this.
Scotty, you may not believe this, but if the decision were mine, I would. Jessica, she wouldn't even consider it.
I should have known. This is about you getting me to split you off from Edward so you can convince Ava to stop coming after you.
But this isn't about that.
Then what is it about?
I can't stand to see them come after you.
Bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
You think I can't take it.
Look, you're not listening to me, okay? I can't take it. Scotty, Tanner can only come after you if Ava lets him come after you, and Ava's only letting him come after you to get to me. Take the shackles off and let me convince her this fight isn't with me, it's with Edward.
Okay, Harvey. Okay, you win. Shackles are off. Hi.
Hey, there's something that I need to tell you, and I really don't want to.
Hey, you're scaring me.
Jessica came by my place this morning.
She knows about us.
She does. She says that you're Robert Zane's daughter, and if you want to stay at the firm, you need to sign an affidavit.
Saying what?
That you know I'm a fraud.
Well, what if I don't sign it?
And she'll fire me.
I don't believe that. You've got leverage.
Oh, that just stops her from exposing me, not firing me.
Bullshit!
No, it's not bullshit. If she fires me, what am I going to do? Run to the DA? Have them throw me in jail just to get her back? I'm not going to do that, and she knows it. Can't stand that I put you in this position. And the only way I can see out of this is for you to go to Stanford.
Miss Hessington, when we first met, did you admit you bribed the foreign government to get your pipeline?
I pled guilty.
I didn't ask you what you pled. I asked if you did it.
That's privileged.
Your client forfeited privilege when she sued me. Keep that in mind.
My client's not suing you. She's suing Pearson Darby Specter.
There is no Pearson Darby Specter. We split.
Edward Darby wouldn't allow that.
Edward Darby doesn't have the power to stop it.
But I do, and I'm not going to let you make them suffer for what Darby did.
Hell of a performance, Harvey. Backup singers and everything. Still not going to stop us.
And he isn't making them suffer. I am for what he did to me.
Did what to you? Get you a slap on the wrist for your original bribery charges? Get you off murder? Or stop you from bribing witnesses?
Which brings me to my next question. Did you fire me for refusing to bribe witnesses on your behalf?
You're under oath.
Don't answer that.
I wouldn't. It's a federal crime.
She doesn't have to. Like I said, we're not bound by privilege.
and I've got three witnesses, including your friend Stephen Huntley, who testified to it in open court.
You want to throw stones, Ava? We've got some rocks of our own.
What are you doing, Harvey?
I'm talking to your client off the record.
No, no, no. On the record or not at all.
No, let him speak. I want to hear what he's got to say.
Ava, you can come at us, and we can come at you. But I don't want that. You wanted to know if I'm sorry? I am. I'm sorry I didn't listen to you. I'm sorry I didn't believe you. I am sorry that my history with Cameron put a target on your back. But I am not sorry that I did everything in my power to help you every chance I got. If you don't believe that, then keep coming. But if you do, I'm asking, put your anger where it belongs. Tanner, I hope you still have that quarter I gave you, because I think it's time to call your mom.
Harvey.
Fantastic.
Here we won.
We hit a single. Just kidding. We knocked the son of a bitch out of the park.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you. I hear you're representing Stephen Huntley now.
Yeah, might as well be.
What's that supposed to mean?
We sat and had drinks and we thought Ava was guilty. Now Stephen is. What's the difference?
Guess your morning off didn't do the trick.
What are we doing here, Harvey? We spend every minute of our lives in this office fighting with each other over meaningless shit or clients that we don't even know. And then when some real connection comes along, just some little piece of happiness.
Mike. I'm sorry.
She tell you what she did?
Rachel?
Guess not. Jessica's basically forcing her to go to Stanford instead of Columbia.
She found out about you two.
I don't want her to go. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Come in. I want to talk to you about this.
I see you haven't signed it.
No, I haven't.
Then you must want something, because you wouldn't be here just to tell me you weren't going to sign it.
Mike said you were worried that Robert Zane's daughter knew his secret, which got me thinking about my father and something he's always said.
Which is?
Don't sign anything unless you can get something in return.
It's called consideration.
I know what it's called.
What do you want?
You want me to guarantee that I won't do something that I would never do. I want you to guarantee that you will do something that you thought you would never do but should do.
Can't wait to hear this.
Waive the Harvard rule for me.
You're not even a lawyer.
But I will be. And when I am, I want to work here.
The Harvard rule is the longest standing rule we have.
I have been killing it here for the better part of a decade. I'm better than most of the associates in that bullpen, and I haven't even gone to law school yet. So imagine what it'll be like once I have.
You are your father's daughter.
Yes, I am. But I don't want to work for him. I want to work for you.
To kicking Travis Standard's ass.
You got that right. That was a pretty great meal.
Couldn't have done it without you.
I know, I taught you how to make it.
Right after we crushed the bar.
I also remember what happened later that night.
It was a pretty great night.
Harvey. Why am I here?
Well, I haven't cooked anyone dinner for a while, and I thought you deserved it.
I did.
But you've made it clear that you don't want more, and I don't want to go back to the way it was, so...
I want to work with you.
What?
You've been associated with the name Darby too long. I can help you.
I don't need your help. I'll be fine.
No, you won't. And all that stuff about Tanner coming after you and me not being able to take it, it was true. I care about you. Come to Pearson Specter.
I know that you care about me. You have made that very clear. But I am not interested in working with someone day in and day out where all they can manage to say is, I care about you.
Is that all I've ever said?
Actually, yes. Over and over again. I care about you. Just what every girl wants to hear.
Scotty,
no,
that's...
No, no. No. If all you want to do is work with me, I can find a job somewhere else.
It's the best thing.
Sorry, I should just go and...
Scotty, that's not all I want.
Then say it.
I want you in my life.
I'm only human, I'm full of mistakes. I know you're looking out your window.
Hi.
Hi.
Thought you didn't like coming down here.
Can I come in?
Yeah, of course.
You'll be happier in some other place, but that's all right, all right.
I finished my list.
And?
Stanford. It's the better fit.
Rachel, look,
I don't need a list to tell me that I don't want to be without you.
You're staying?
Just try and stop me.
With me. Wasn't there a place for me?
You were missing.
You got me. Oh, my God.
Wasn't there a place for me inside your heart? Stay with me. We were never meant to be.
How did you find me?
You're like me. Gladiator of your profession. And this is your arena.
This place has every Harvard Law student file ever. It's like home for me.
And it's where you wanted me to stay. Sheila Amanda Zaz, I want to be exclusive with you.
And I want to be exclusive with you.
Yes. Yes. 1,000 times, yes. We're going to make love.
I need this picnic.
In no particular order.
Wait, first, I'm going to call my mother.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To tell her the good news?
To tell her you stop being a pussy. Do not touch any of the files in here.
Will you smack me if I do?
Lewis, this is not a joke. You're not even supposed to be in here.
Sheila. You gotta be kidding me. Harvey Specter. What a douche. Mike Ross. R-O. Richardson.
James Ross.
And Matthew Ross. What the hell? Mike Ross. He's not here.
The name of this firm is Pearson Specter, and it's not going to change again.
Never.
What do you want, Scotty?
Mike made a fool of me.
He betrayed us.
What did you do?
When you go after Harvey, you go after me.
You just crossed the line.
We need to start telling each other the truth.
What about when Scotty finds out?
You can't tell me you're not afraid of being exposed.
What if Mike Ross never went to Harvard?
Suits returns with all new episodes this winter, only on USA.